Thank you. benci, tidak ada nikmat rezeki, tidak ada kunjungan rezeki, tidak ada kupinan rezeki, tidak ada sekarang Krishna Hanuman rezeki, tidak ada Jagannath dan Dudur rezeki, tidak ada Krishna Karne Kai rezeki, Lord Vimande, Lord Vimande, Lord Vimande, all glory to this, all glory to this, all glory to this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from chapter 11, verse 5. Srimad Vanuvacha, Vachane Patarupani, Satashota Sahasrekha, Nana Vidhani Divyani. Te Bhagwan Vacha Prasame Pata Rupani Sashota Sahasrasha Nana Vidhani Divyani Nana Varna Krutani Cha Bhagavan Vacha Shame Pata Srupani Shota Sahasrasha Nadami Dhani Nirvyani Navarna Pratini Cha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Sri Bhagwan Vacha. This is Sri Prasad Goddess said.
Sri Prasad Goddess said.
Pasha.
Jasi.
Me.
My.
Pata. Kosanaprita.
Rupani.
Om. Shatashaha. 100. Mata. Also, Nana, sorry, Sahasrasha, thousands,
Nana,
Vidani,
variegated,
Divyani,
Divine,
Nana, variegated, Varna,
color,
Akritini,
forms,
church,
also.
Transmission by Shambhava, Shambhavati, Tejavi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
said,
My dear Arjuna,
O
son of Prasad,
see now
my obedience, and there are thousands of very divine and multicolored forms. Okay.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
My dear Arjuna,
the
son of Prasad,
see now,
my
opulence,
hundreds of thousands of variegated divine and multicolored forms. Please hear the.
Yes.
Ayo lah.
Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which, although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of his material nature. As the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly, this universal form of Krishna is manifested and not manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. As far as a devotee is concerned, he is not eager to see the universal form. But because Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in this way, Krishna reveals his form. This universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it.
They're not alive. They're
So they gave the Krishna way that gave them. And they gave the production of the source like the energy. We give different names. But the names have no meaning. They pointed to one thing only. Only the thing. This is the point. And so then you think about the dream. Then you go to the earth to grow the tree. Then again we require water. Again some labor. So either way the energy of Krishna in the form of living souls, or the energy or exceeding the energy of Krishna in the form of earth and water is required. Every material object, the three great elements are featured. One is earth, is their element. Bhumi and Tejo, Vanso. Bhumi, up, water, and Tej, fire. So with that. Here we don't see the fire. The fire is already contributing. The working, the whole thing works like best people. Fire is always contributing. In our bodies also, the earth element is there. And water is there, and they find out is there. As soon as we do this wrong, as soon as the soul and the super soul, if it has leave our body, it becomes frozen. Same moment. That's why we are here to cremate your body. We don't think that it goes for long. Please try to understand this. And this thing in the direction of the earth, the transformation of earth, creation transformation of earth, is the energy of Krishna here. And earth directly is coming through his energy, by the great elements. And then again, earth is a product of water. Water is liquidity coming from fire. Fire is a form of air. Air is coming from sky, ether. Ether is coming from ego, mahatattva. And then again goes to the manifested stage of the creation. In the existence of Krishna. There is the meaning of that we are alive in the air. We are directly connected to his energy. Or we are surrounded by his energy. So however hard we try, we can escape him. And this verse particularly, this chapter, gives the idea that how it is all pervading. Because it is all pervading. His name is Vasudeva. What? He stays everywhere in full control of his energy. Is the main thing. How long does it require to take to stop water? How long does it? Just he has to order the energy. Energies are already subjected to the orders of the energy. So we have to go to Krishna somewhere here. Everything in the material world is pointing towards Krishna. There is the reasoning of what is it? It's the cause of all causes. Karma, karma, karma. As soon as you understand it like this, then sandy prevails. Prabhupada writes, who only knows this much, that he is sarva karana karana, is the cause of all causes. That group is very same. There are no material inequalities in that group. We are in the material world, but we don't belong to that world. So we have to stay there. Belonging means attachment is there. And the more the attachment is there, the more you are in a miserable condition. It's not your position. So you have to stay with the minimum requirement and hurry up towards your own goal. And somewhere or other, get released from the ocean of birth and death. That is our goal of it. Now, Arjuna is very particular about it. So in the 10th chapter, Bhagavan very kindly described to him that how he can approach him.
nice verses are there. 10th chapter is very important because the seed verses of Bhagavad Gita are included in that chapter. In those seed verses, they give the full idea of the devotional service. And that is our goal of existence. We have to serve Him lovingly. And He is saying how to serve Him. How to motivate ourselves to continue to serving Him. This is the first seed verse of Bhagavad Gita. He says that how to serve, you should motivate yourself. What is it?
Sarvasya Prabho Madhava Sarvam Pravartate Iti Madhva Pajante Maam Udhava Samanvita.
This is the motivation. He says, I am the source of all spiritual and material planets. Everything emanates from me. Madhava Sarvam Pravartate. These two qualities are very important. Whole of third canto in the Bhagavatam is dedicated to develop these two qualities. In short, he has given the same principle in Bhagavad Gita. That's why Bhagavad Gita is very important as a preliminary spiritual science. And this is a science. It's not a concoction. We think that who knows Krishna is spoken on. But who can refute this? There must be some eternal source from which everything is emanating. And he clearly says here, Aham Sarvasya Prabho, I am the source of everything. Really, he is. With all the development, we are not able to manufacture water or earth in our factory. We can even convert earth into so many forms, or water into so many forms. But the actual water can be managed. It has to come from Him. This is the necessity. And then again He says in Bhagavad Gita that in the Bhagavad Gita, if rainfall is not there, then to perform the Yajna. And Yajna again is defined in the pages of Bhagavad Gita. That how to perform the Yajna. Yajna plus Karma and Netra, Lokayam Karma Vandana. Tadartham karma kamtaya muksa sangha apsangha. This is the way he is. So how to perform the yajna? Yajna dhar karma na. Your karma is yajna. That we forget something. We overlook and wrongly think that I have to stop everything to come to Krishna. Completely everything by himself. Karmas are to perform. Crude activities you call them. You have to perform. Very mightily well. Those who are devotees, they are workers, sincere workers. They are not shelters. Don't sit silent. If you sit silent, your body will trouble you. Always you should be moving around. Movement is life. Steady body is the name. The dead body cannot move. Young body can always move. Movement is always life. The center of life is movement. And the movement is essential for the upkeep of our body. We are not really attracted to our body. But at the same time, it is a nice vehicle to attend to our goal. So we have to keep it in a working order. At least we should try. And pray Krishna, according to His desire, everything will happen. But it's our duty, that this is the problem everybody faces. We want to read Bhagavad Gita. We want to try to understand the Virat Swarup, or Arjuna, what is this thing, or what Krishna is implying. We want to understand. But you must have novel pressure to see the end. Everybody has a novel pressure. That's why you're here. So how to give this knowledge, how to avoid the abnormality, that is also given in scriptures. Then you please do not worry about anything. Everything is agama kaina. This is the nature of everything in the material world. Agama means they come, and apaina means they go. You have come here, you are going to go. So whatever eating, feeding are here, you have to do under here. That's it. So whatever comes in the life, please turn it. There is no need of shouting. This is the body. And this way, the body feels alright. If you worry too much, then you will pour the medicines that are there. There is no need of operations. No need of trouble. Don't mind the day. Krishna is not saying much in it. Those who are rich, Krishna is not saying, those who have plenty of money, they think that my money will keep the world alive. You can't do that. The source of income and source of maintenance is completely different. They always remember. You may have heard that Ambani had billions of dollars. And even then, the father died. They could not give life. Income is completely separate. Source of maintenance is completely separate. The source of maintenance, he says, I'm the source of everything. So maintenance is also included. But that's the meaning of everything, isn't it? So we study everything. Your money will have no use at all. The use of the luxury is only there if it is utilized in the service of Krishna. Otherwise somebody else will take care. We are very expert in hiding our bags. We don't tell anybody in which way in bank are my deposits or which local or gold or this or that. And we think that are very clever. They buy and bank is done. Nobody knows that they are. So please, you have to control our church. Always remember, the source of maintenance is Krishna. I got my Bhagavad Gita. The first instruction of the seed was that I am source of everything. So source of maintenance also is me. Source of our upkeep of the body is also Him. That is how the Jain Mission Ayurvedic Shastra, there is a nice maxim in Sanskrit, that Aushadhi, Aushadhi means medicine. Aushadhi, Janmari Toyam, Genji Gopi. Genji Gopi is the medicine. And Vaidya, Doctor, Narayana Hari. This is also. Please stick to this. So the upkeep of body, the burden, will go away from our mind. There is no need of preparing the body to worry too much. You be merciful to everybody except yourself. Throw out yourself from the bed as in you open your eyes. Don't break the bed then. We do that. After opening your eyes also, we turn the side and break the bed. Don't do it. Just get up. There's a life. Sleeping then. And eventually, your body may deteriorate. But it will cooperate with you. You don't pamper it too much. There is no need of anything. Except in the Govinda, a very nice story. In Charakamrita, in Ayurvedic Shastra, that Achyut Ananda Govinda, these are Krishna's names. Namocharana Bheshada is just a pronunciation in the religion. Why don't we hear the Supreme Doctor? Can we go to the ordinary doctor? And he stuffs into your stomach all the antibiotics and he enjoys and you die. It's not criticism, but it is a very indirect. Don't make the maintenance an income. Income has no use at all. The source of income is him. So the income must go to the source. If you give otherwise, somebody will take care, take it. Either they see it or they will grab it or whatever. It is for experience. The excessive wealth has not only delight for Krishna. The excessive time we have, apart from the maintenance work, every second of our existence
should we utilize very seriously to engulf, inquire towards the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, through the teachings of Bhagavad-gita and Bhagavad-gita. And particularly, we are transcendently proud that our Bhagavad-gita should be transcendent. Why does it make very nice? See the beauty of our society. All of the society, so many societies are there. They crumble down as soon as the boundary actually is gone. Our boundary actually is gone, the society is in peace. We have difficulties. There are so many problems also. But it doesn't matter. The direction is there. And if you follow that direction, even now, you will have a different position. You see, I'm sure. And if as soon as you realize that Krishna is the supreme source of everything, how can we keep away from Krishna ourselves? Then how to go to Him? That is also very nice to describe the hymn. He says, those who know these things, iti matva. We have known now that He is the source of everything, everything that man is needing from Him. This is knowledge. We don't want merely particular knowledge we should have to increase our faith in the Supreme Consciousness. Otherwise the faith weakens. The weak faith never achieves anything. You have to strengthen the faith. Bhagavad Gita, as you mentioned, must be there in your mind. Very easy. It's not very difficult. Ram said the Sri Prabhu, Mata Dharvam Pravata. Iti Matva, those who know this. What do they do? Within their mind. How easy it is. When we realize that except Him, there is nothing. Matva Parasaram, Na Anyat, Kinchi Dhanthi Dhananjaya. Very clearly it is. Apart from me, nothing exists. And to prove this, then Virat Darshan is there. For the fools like us, we don't need a Shastra. We don't have to hear them. We don't have to do, we want to do what we want. Then we are completely, we can learn fools. So for them, this Virat Darshan is there. Otherwise there is no need of it. As soon as the fools come back to Him, He destroys the Virat Darshan. That's why He is separate. Please remember this. And Bhajante Maam, and then again, how? How Bhajante? The Bhava Samanita. They are intelligent. Intelligent meaning have decided to create the power. This Bhava is very important. Otherwise, the devotion will not have any meaning with you. We are coming mostly from Indian continent. Or we are related to there. We are extremely fortunate that we have this power, the natural attraction to Krishna ingrained in our system. We don't have to borrow from anywhere. The Ganges water is even now flowing in our veins. And that water always helps us to remember the Supreme Consciousness. We don't have any idea. But even then there is not a single second where we don't believe that He is there. That our monopoly should be very happy about this. And again, in order to support our whatever we are in order to business where we are. In order to support our faithlessness, we have to understand Bhagavad Gita. Be Buddha. Buddha means He knows by His own endeavor. That is the meaning of Buddha. Our endeavor must be there. What is Shudaya? Shudaya is there in Ikyam. Anandasya Svateshtida. Svateshtida. By our own endeavor. Why are you sitting silent? You have time. Why are you wasting your time? Wasting time is a wasted time for Atma rights. And wasted time is a wasted mind. So best use your time when you have your prime. The moment you have your body. stage. It's a time. Don't think that you are old or anything. And you are busy, you are moving about, you are alive. Don't look at your age or whatever. But we know the age. Age is going to create a lot of money. But we don't know, we don't look at it. We don't feel it. That's right. If you meditate on your age, then you will be completely rotten. So before dying, you die, daily, daily die. Oh, now tell me. Then death only is coming once. Once you take it. So don't worry about it. When it comes in sleep, is that why you're dying? Don't die because you die. And we are dying because we die. And we create the misery around us. Everybody is miserable. You didn't hear me, you didn't do that, you didn't do that, you didn't do that, you didn't do that, you didn't do that. You know, always you. And instead of, I what I'm doing, look at it. I have a holy night in your hand. And please go through it and guide the younger ones to the best of your knowledge. If you don't find anything, then ask the devotees. They are here at your disposal. It's a proverb and mercy flowing everywhere. Why we are wasting our time? This is Buddha. And then accidentally, intelligently, we try to enter into the existence of Krishna. Then the bhava is there. And before bhava, there is one stage, very important stage. And for that stage, the whole of the scripture, all the instructions of transcendence are there. And that is our whole existence. At the moment, is completely hard like a stone. Nothing that is there. Only money, only money. That's the whole existence. No, it's not real. That's why I told in the beginning that pursuit of the source of income. Those who don't have anything, they're the best candidate for source of income. So they don't have to maintain anything. The more houses you have, the more foreign countries you are staying in. You are worried about your jobs. Those who don't have anything, there is no worry at all. Why? Because nothing belongs to us. Everything we are grabbing from Krishna. You have grabbed $1,000,000 from Krishna. So how can you be happy? The thief can never be happy. Can thief be happy? They leave and they decide that now we should do this in this way. Now what is honesty to me? So they like one thing. Everybody, whatever it is, let us go inside. And one day we have to go, that is there. So this solid stone like position should be converted to semi liquid fluid. That is in Sanskrit, it is known as Drava. And the root of Drava is that we should always remember that we have the last day for this body. Without exception. Without exception. Who can deny? There is Sanatana Dharma. No other religions also can deny so called. This is Sanatana. Our principles are not applied to a section of the population. They are applied to all the living. Everybody without fail has the last day. And just leave, visualize it. Foresee. What are you going to foresee? You will be lying on the deathbed. Maybe here something is going on. And you can't raise your hand, you can raise your leg. And around you, people will be talking, you are hearing. And they will be talking, has he made a meal? Where is he kept? Do you know where people are served? How many houses are there? To whom are they giving? He hears that. It pains you. It pains you. The remedy, the material possessions, after a certain age, Krishna mercy, we may survive. So we should save it. So at the end, the people don't have to worry about God. If he was in the it's very difficult. But that we have to know. That is visualizing of the last stage. And that time you will not be able to do. You may have had a house in Singapore. No house will come and save you. Nothing will save you. Nothing will save you. This is the position for the last day. So if nothing can save you that time, how can these things save you during your last life? There will not be capacity to save you. Houses create more misery. The excessive amount creates more misery. High income tax department is there, and this is there. Cases are there, courts are there. Please try to manage these things, thinking very well that source of the income can never be compared to source of money. So income we have to have. We are not greedy. There is a daily need. So we have to have. Minimal existence. Make your life as simple as possible. And then it will be very easy to see. But for you to convert your solid attitude, like a stone attitude, in a semi-liquid attitude, to push. And that is what we do. Our people come for darshan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
People come jolly. The semi-liquid there. Very happy to see you. And that is the final destination. The child sees the mother and he doesn't want $1,000,000. You give $1,000,000, he throws it and go to mother. Well, he becomes very happy. A semi-liquid relationship is there. That is the nearest relationship in the material world of the parents and children. That's why parents and children, they don't stop by the material positions of whatever. Please try to remember this. This Brahma Sayyidam must be there. What is it? Nigama Kantapur, Galidam Palam, Shukamakar, Amrita Brahma Sayyidam. That must be created in Brahma Sayyidam. Semi-liquid flow must be there of our devotion. And it can never be semi-liquid unless the power is there. Never. Nigama Kantapur, Galidam Palam, Shukam Khad, Amrita Drava, Sanyatam, Shivata Bhagavatam, Rasmanayam, Mukuraho, Bhuvi Bhavuka. Last word is Bhavuka. Those are Bhavuka. They are in a semi-liquid at any devotee service. They approach the Supreme Lord. And he is known as Bhavgrahi Janardhan. He accepts your bhav. And that is a relationship between us and Krishna. Nothing. And this semi-liquid condition, 24 hours a day, we should follow. You thank him unlimited time. You do your activities very well. I told you in the beginning that devotees are not shortcuts. They are very sincere workers. Don't stop your work at all. But this tendency must be treated. And by understanding only one verse from the Guru. Aham Sarvasya Prabho, Matra Sarva Prabho. Only two things. He is the source of everything, and from him everything emanates. That's it. Finished. No more knowledge. You don't have to write PhD thesis. No, nothing at all. Try to understand this. And as soon as you sincerely understand this, he is the source of everything, your source also. Your income source also, your children's source also, your wife's source also. Then what stops you from going to the source? But we are worrying about our children, we are worrying about our income, we are worrying about this, that. And you don't go there. And we try to realize it. It's a parent life. Parent is the refuge. He doesn't understand. Don't be parent. Then get into it. Each word teaches you. I told you that book also takes you back to Krishna. Paper also takes you back to Krishna. The floor is also taking back to Krishna. Anything you take here, the source is Krishna. Then sarva karana karana. So as soon as you know this, the complete whole is there. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ண பூர்ணம் உதச்சதி பூர்ணத்தின் பூர்ணம் அதாய பூர்ணம் ஏவ அவசியம். We don't want to be a thief, but we want to strengthen our faith so that our solid stone like devotion should be converted to Dhrava. Dhrava Sanyata. And what you have to do, people in the Bhagavatam, always think the next day in Bhagavatam. It's in Bhagavatam to that. And understand that he is completely perfect. And because he is completely perfect, perfectly complete, everything emanates from him, that is also from Mukta. And so many out of complete whole, so many complete units come out, and then the balance is complete. Our Rajkot has school, they repeat three times, the balance is complete. The balance is complete. At the moment they don't understand anything. But as soon as they grow, his words alone will help them to convert their devotion into the semi-liquid devotion. And Drava must be there. In a certain with Drava devotion, we approach Krishna, then the bhava will be there. Definitely, you like him, you would like to leave him. And 24 hours a day, he will be there in your mind. You cannot drive him out. It's something we can't do it there. But he's our grandfather or mother. We cannot drive out mother and father existence. So there is a source of all body. So how much we are affected then? The same way, Krishna can never be neglected. And this is the theme of this 11th chapter also. In order to prove his powerful existence, Arjuna for us requests Krishna that please, if you feel that I am able to do it, then show me your realization. Show me your divine form. And here again, Arjuna doesn't order. They saw him, you know. See, if you feel that I am able to do it, then you please. This is the way to approach. Order is not possible at all. We have to request him. If he feels, he will reveal himself to us. With all the crying on our part, very sincerely, to convert our devotion into semi-liquid and death. Unless he is merciful, he will not feel it himself to you. So everybody has a different stage. And don't blame him or don't blame the process if you don't get the reciprocation. But always blame yourself that you are not up to the mark. The day will come when he will like you. So improve your quality of existence according to the scripture's instructions. Try to hear more about Krishna. And slowly, then you will be capable of getting the reciprocation. This is the truth. Otherwise, this manifestation, that empathic, that if he wants to increase the faith of the common people, otherwise this is not the, this isn't our goal of existence, to have realization. But here there are very secret truths are hidden. The first two things, we must request Krishna, that please, I am capable, and if we like, reveal yourself. And in order to have the capability, the first thing we have to do is to have very honest dealing with everybody in the world. Very honest dealing. Our income may go down or whatever, but even then we don't worry. Our dealing must be very honest. And that will create a full faith in Krishna, and your attention will never be divided. Ananya Chita. Ananya Chinta Soma E Janaha Parivasa Yesham Tevva Yutana Yuvakshanam Mahamya. He maintains that if Arjuna has Chinta. And Chinta is not there, we can think about him because we are entangled into the dishonest dealings. Please avoid this. Dishonest dealings may give some money to you, but they are not the money.
your whatever level it produces, that is very nice for you. And slowly, Krishna will provide everything to you. So the quality of life must improve. And this is the truth revealed only by Prabhupada on this planet. So the formerly we are thinking, then release life means go to the temple, put some money into the box, then let it go, finish. And go out and do whatever you like. He says, Rastam, Granadhyaksha is a chaitanya. You have to endeavor yourself to understand what I am doing. Don't do it blindly. There is his interest. That's why Prabhupada is very important. We are not centric, but without him there is no centric. Please, daily I will request you, very humbly, to go to our Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, at least for 15 minutes, and just read one paragraph only, and chew that paragraph for the whole of the day, and the end you will be you will be like completely knowledgeable regarding the Supreme Truth. In one paragraph that is the correct. So if you follow the instructions, read more, how much you will know, and then you will give me an experience thing to convert your solid stone-like devotion into the semi-liquid position. And as soon as the semi-liquid devotion is there, how is not very far. How is there, and let's say you frame. So this is how we attain the love of God. Otherwise, showy parvat will never help us. We are cheating ourselves if you want to show. Please don't do it. We don't want to show anybody that I am a devotee. No, no, no. So far as possible, we are very really happy. So we are led to our own. There is no need of this. As soon as there is some attraction to have the material fame or whatever, then your devotion is destroyed. We don't want that. Our goal teacher has guided you. He wanted to go to the secluded stage. So he could find because everybody was approaching the area. So he went to the Indian toilet. Then he went to the Indian toilet. And then he was sitting there, but nobody came. To that extent, we are completely renounced of this running of the pain. And good name was bad name. No, we want to be a devotee, that's it. Krishna should recognize. And as soon as he recognizes your sincerity, he is bound to reveal yourself, himself, to you. And that is the result of all this humble devotion. And with the Bhagavatam, we are drinking the clean instructions from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Nothing stops us. And again, if you feel that your faith is becoming a need, go to the page of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, yes, you will be a sattva. Srimad Bhujidam Eva Va. Tat Tat Eva Avar Chak Mama Devyam Satyam Bhava. This is greatness. How he maintains, how he in the source, see here, in this verse he explains again. He says, yes, yes, Virudhima Satvam. Whatever opulent things you are seeing, whatever beautiful, mighty creations are springing up, they are springing up but from my part of my splendor, not whole splendor. He is that great. Very great. Only with Amush, part of existence, he maintains this material manifestation and the spiritual realm. And we are not able to try to find out how the material manifestation is being. The spiritual is not any idea at all. But even then, the whole thing, he just maintains, he comes in a situation by only one part of his existence, he maintains the whole thing. How big he should be. What is our demand? What is our need? I want you to chapati. Why should I ask you to chapati? It's like somebody very rich person comes and then he goes and says, I want PP. He can give it nothing. That is the great instruction. Wherever you go, he is there only. And he says that, yes, that we will be able to suffer. What do you see beautiful in this?
Whether is he mighty? Whether is he glorious? Vrishidamaibhava. Tattadeva ugatcha. Please you know that in all these things, from what is part of my experience, he is so very nice. Please, how can we ignore him? It's not enough. And as soon as you have a big idea of how great he is, then our drishti changes. We have eyesight. Eyes are there, but eyesight is there. And in that eyesight, we view the things according to his greatness. And we have a bit of experience about it. Now we are here on the ground. So all these buildings, high skyscrapers, they are very high, you know. You can't look at the top also. But as soon as you fly, all these skyscrapers, they become very tiny. So think that if you can go to Goloka Vrindavan, how will you see this whole planet? If you just make up that. This is from that side, Prithvi Renu Nanu is a speck of dust. Our whole planet is just a speck of dust. It's nothing at all. Who will be after one plot in Singapore or one building in China? What is your building here? It's all speck of dust. And when it will fly away, then no. Temporary nature of existence. Yeah. To tell is very easy, but even then, somebody offers me skyscraper. I'm the first one to go, to take it. But we have to understand this. It's nothing. And we are so very proud that I have 5 houses in India, and 6 houses in England, 10 in America, and you have here houses all over the world, and hanging from the other hand. If they belong to you, all the houses should be to you. There are no houses anywhere. And if they are yours, they should accompany you. There the people are dying. If they accompany you, the houses accompany you. Whole sky will be full of houses. It's not possible at all. Krishna keeps you away. As we say, Payamasi Kanika, all this whole mass of water, we came Atlantic Ocean or Bay of Bengal or Pacific Ocean or whatever. It becomes a droplet if you go out. As soon as we had the idea of our Savior, then all these things become insignificant. But again, you have to remember one thing, that thinking these things, we should not be lazy to perform our own duty. Very well understand. This is what devotion is required to understand the greatness of Krishna. But he has Chaturvarna Maya system. He says, all these varnas and ashramas I have created. At the moment, you may be in Jirasashram or whatever Vaisheshika varna. Death has got to continue. Very regularly, death. And then please come to Krishna. Krishna will be there. Arjuna wanted to make. He didn't want to fight. But Krishna said, hey, you are a man, man. You could be a beggar. You will fight in the beggar laws. So bring the fight on the beggar. So it is his nature. Kshatriya is going to fight. So even if you become beggar, you can fight there. So when do you fight here? I'm ordering you. Our ashram and varna must be performed immediately there. And then please try to understand these things. And the best way to understand is to study and propagate. That is our institution. Study a little bit. And please propagate. Preach. By preaching, your knowledge will be solidified. And more important than that, your quality of life will improve. So the quality of life improves. You are there, really. Don't worry about it. You should do these things. Please try to put into your put into practice, and you should stop. There. So, the key.
Prabhus and Matajis, we thank Maharaj so much for having come down to Singapore. It is not easy for him to travel, yet he has told us that we should ignore the demands of our body. Maharaj will be giving class tomorrow at the Vrindavan Kalyan Temple in the morning.